The moment everyone's been waiting for, we take the middle matzah and we split it in half. And the middle matzah is the prime matzah tonight. This matzah is the matzah that represents the matzah of Egypt, where poor man doesn't have too much bread to eat all year long. The matzah is called lechemoni, poor man's bread. So a poor man has to save something. He eats his meals piecemeal. We take the middle matzah, we break it the way a poor man would. Poor man can't afford to always have whole bread. He sometimes has to pick up scraps. So we have this broken matzah, which will represent the lechem oni. Over this broken matzah, we are recounting the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're about to begin the biblical mitzvah of recounting on this night, the night of Pesach, recounting how we left Egypt. That's Magid. That's one biblical mitzvah tonight. We have two biblical mitzvahs. One is eating the matzah, and one is recounting Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, recounting how we left Egypt. We begin it over a broken matzah. So in preparation for Magid, we do yachatz. We break the middle matzah. We take the bigger piece, which we will later use for afikoman. Afiko, take out. Mana, dessert. This is our dessert. We will take out this as dessert, and this is the most cherished pizza matzah tonight. And we tell our kids, listen here, boy, I know you want to steal my matzah. Listen here, Bezalel. If you take this matzah, I'm going to have to give you anything to get this matzah back. I hope you won't take this matzah from me. And then my wife is going to come and tell you, Bezalel, you, psst, Abba really wants you to take that matzah. You figure out a way of stealing it. So, and if you get it, oh, he's going to have to give you something really yummy for it. Oh, we have beautiful napkins here. Thank you very much.
Yishukach.
And we try to hold off on the stealing of the matzah. We try to push it off because it keeps the kids awake. It gives them the message, look at how precious this matzah is. And at the same time, they're awake because they want to steal it. And B, they want to be the one to give it back and get a prize in exchange. So, we hide it really well. I usually put it in my pillowcase, and my son tries to grab my pillowcase, and we spend the Seder fighting back and forth, mock fighting. It's a fun fighting. Okay, so we broke the middle matzah, we did yachatz, and we're about to begin the Magid. Yes, sir.
Money for the avikomer is that...
Well, yeah, I don't have cash on me on Yom Tov, you know, does he accept credit cards?
For less from people? That's money. Absolutely a bad thing, correct?
I wouldn't do it
not
that way.
Not even like, not even money on Shabbat or on Yom
Tov. You could discuss, you could discuss it for later. But I wouldn't take a check on Yom Tov.
It used to be a Hess truck and now it's just cash.
Cash is fine. They're not giving it to you on Yom Tov. They'll give it to you after Yom Tov. That's fine.
I don't know, but on Yom Tov.
If they'll give it on Yom Tov, you can't. No.
Is there any other reason other than the fact that you're not allowed to use money on Yom Tov?
Like, isn't that enough?
Buying, even if you say, I'll give you money after Yom Tov,
that's fine.
That still bad?
No, that's okay.
Money for the afikoman?
That's okay. That's fine.
I think you've got a price on the afikoman.